With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Supreme Court soundly rejecting the Biden administration's request to expand Title IX.
The White House has been pushing to expand Title IX to allow boys to use girl locker rooms and restrooms and also play on girl sports teams. Supreme Court barred any changes to Title IX from going into effect, while lower courts across the country are debating the issue.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens. The Harris campaign is open to scheduling a second presidential debate this fall. Greg Clugston reports.
Vice President Kamala Harris's team favors a second debate with Donald Trump sometime in October. But that matchup appears to be contingent on the GOP nominee participating in the already scheduled September 10 debate with Harris. A spokesperson for the Harris campaign said if Trump follows through with the first debate, then the American people will have another opportunity to see the vice president and Donald Trump on the debate stage in October. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, officials now say that cases of COVID-19 may well be on the rise, at least in parts of the United States.
Federal health researchers, by testing for virus levels in wastewater, have found the highest levels since January, with more cases in the western and southern states.
This is to be expected.
Dr. Amish Adalja, an infectious disease specialist at Johns Hopkins University, explains why cases are spreading in the summertime.
People get hot, they go indoors where we know the virus transmits more efficiently. The vaccines that are currently available right now are not well matched to the variants that are circulating.
He says cases will likely pick up with the start of school and other viruses will circulate. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And this is SRN News. Christian leaders are calling India out.
Persecution of Christians in that country is getting worse, and 300 American clergy and ministry leaders have sent a letter to the State Department urging that it designate India as a country of particular concern. The signatories represent a wide range of denominations and organizations, including several Indian Christian ministries in this country. Persecution spiked with the election of Hindu nationalist lawmakers a decade ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
13 books have been banned from all public schools in Utah. It's the first wave of bans expected under a new law prohibiting books with pornographic or any indecent material to be made available in school libraries and classrooms. Across the country, book challenges and bans have risen to the highest level in decades as parents become aware of what the kids are seeing at school. This is SRN News. Authorities in Germany have now lifted restrictions on water usage near a large military base in the state of North Rhine-Westphalia after testing finally returned normal results.
Earlier this week, guards discovered a hole in an interior fence at a military site by Cologne Airport, close to the base's drinking water facilities. Their analysis did show some abnormalities. It comes as there's heightened concerns in Europe about potential acts of sabotage, with suspicion often falling on Russia, but no one's been detained in this latest case.
BBC correspondent Jessica Parker reporting, you may never have heard of him, but he was huge in Brazil. Silvio Santos was a TV executive and personality on the air for more than 65 years. He died yesterday at the age of 93. More details at SRNnews.com.